time in May and June, we weren't able to really estimate what that true cost would be, and now those items have gone up. Utilities, fuel, let's see what else. Dues and memberships, the usual, the custodial supplies have gone up a little bit. Repairs to the mower, computers, and the bus, just different things that go in those lines, just to give you an idea. Now, the restricted general fund. The restricted general fund, whatever that is there, it's in the restricted budget, right? Those funds are restricted to certain rules from the state of how we can spend it. So for the restricted comparison, we have federal revenues increased almost $300,000. State revenue increased because we received some new funding as well, and other local revenue increased because of some changes that we made and donations as well. Here are some of those changes that I listed. We have carried over, as I said. Title I increased, and a couple of the other titles, special ed, we received a little bit of an increase. Lottery, the old PAs, some of those things changed, whether it was an increase or decrease. So I just wanted to give you an idea on what it is that is in those funds, the summary chart, the chart of the summary. Special ed increase, as I said, and I'll show you that because special ed increased a little bit and I was able to align the budget with the actual, we were able to decrease the contribution from the general fund to the special ed. These are certificated expenditures, classified benefits also increased based on those programs. Books and supplies increased, special services and operating expenditures also increased for the same reasons that I talked a little before. But that also has to do with the program. Whenever we received $500,000 of revenue, we have to budget the revenue, but we also have to budget the expenditure to balance it. They have to go to zero. And then when we receive the money, we have to increase the expenditure. Whether you're going to spend it this year or not, that's a different story, but we do have to do that. That's why you see that big change. Capital outlay, very little. Other outgo didn't go up. This is some of the expenditures in that net increase in the total expenditures for the restricted side. Salaries, aligning position control, some capital outlay, small items, bathroom gardens, like the pines, towers that were purchased. So those are just some of the things that were in the restricted items. I read classroom wonders, some of these things that we purchased with restricted funds. Multi-year projection components of ending fund balance. This is the summary of the multi-year projection. You will see this on your SACS forms. All of this information is from the SACS forms that go to the state and to the county office. But this is what we use the multi-year projection to be really where we were at, because it's important that we talk about ending fund balance and how to stay qualified, how to qualify for positive status. Excuse me. So for birthday month, these are the numbers that we talked about. What I wanted to show you is on the slide, you can see it closer, that there is a transfer. Some of the big items, there's a transfer of $1.5 million. There's also the contribution of the 3.97 to special ed. There's also the components of ending fund balance. You are supposed to need a 5% of the reserve for economic uncertainty is required. So for the first year, which is the first interim year, you are at 5.9%, so you meet that requirement of the reserve for economic uncertainty. But second year, it's like 4.95 right here. And here,
not just me.
sure that it will materialize and all the revenues that we talked about, those are estimates, but so are the expenditures. And we really need to look at this year, and we'll be doing that before second interim, so that a second interim we can get to a point where this is 5% or more. There is also the 3.978, the almost 4 million adopted for special ed. That's a transfer to special ed and routine maintenance. Those are required. So the general fund transfers to those two programs. And at adopted, the special ed was pretty high. It was a little bit more than 4 million combined. I was able to reduce it a little bit, and now the contribution is a little bit more constant. And, but it can increase if special ed continues to increase in the outcomes. So I just wanted to point that out because that was a big item at the intervention. This is the same multi-year, but that's the transfer. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that because there are funds in 2017 that we use that fund to balance the budget. And you have been doing this for years. But a lot of times it wasn't used up there, and I'll show you another slide for all the funds and what the balance in that fund is as of now. But $3 million is in that fund. $1.5 million is used this year to cover and to make sure that you meet that 5% for economic concerns to balance the budget. In the second year, I used another $1.5 million in order to balance and to be able to meet the economic concerns number. In the third year, I believe you need a couple of hundred thousand dollars to balance it. So I used the remaining amount, $190,000. Now, those are all estimates, and it will change the second interim. But that's all that there is in that fund. When we're ready to do another year or 2 years, we really have to look at, make sure that we balance all of the outputs. But that's what that big transfer is. Components of ending fund balance. So the ending fund balance right now is $6.4 million. Out of that, we reserve cash for the revolving account, $13,450. We also reserve the 5% for economic uncertainty, is $1.5 million. Other assignments, restricted programs, that's the restricted side, we cannot touch it, so we have to reserve it, $3.6 million. And lottery for instructional materials, we have been saving the lottery or whatever that's available in that lottery fund because you don't have to spend it right away. You can carry it over. So we're using it for future computers, materials, and supplies. This is the one that I was referring to when I said, this is all of your funds. This is what's in there. And fund 17 is the special reserve fund for other than capital outlays. That's the one that has the money, 1.5, that I'm using this year. There's 1.6 left. I'm using 1.5 in the second year, and the remaining, plus whatever interest it earns, we'll use it in the third year. If everything stays the same, that's how it'll work. Next steps, we have LCAP meetings that should be coming up, that we need to start discussing LCAP meetings and expenditures, because there's a report that has to be made, how we're spending the funds, and then audit, I wanted to give you an update on that because we were supposed to have the audit report right now and approve it, but that didn't happen. And I believe there were several reasons. I really didn't hear too much from the auditor, except from the county office. I did ask them recently, and just so that I could give you an update. And what I heard from them was that single audit. That single audit fee is not available from the government. It's the guidance to how to audit and how, what threshold there are. So that part wasn't available. That's one of the reasons. The other reason was the cash. The cash issue that I think we've been hearing about, I'm getting familiar with what had happened in the past. Some of that cash was not reconciled at the county treasury and county office level, but also at the district level was it reconciled. And some of that, those reconciliations are necessary, all of them are necessary, to be able to close the books and to know what your ending and beginning, true ending and true beginning balances are. And without that, we don't know what those are, but we have an idea. And the auditor, really is waiting for that. I believe there was a body finding in reference to that, but that's one of the other issues that the county office mentioned. And then the third item was, because of the change in fiscal personnel here, the auditor felt that he also wanted to do additional testing. But other than that, I think all of those things are normal, except for the cash issue that we're working on. That's the reason why you don't have a body. We were waiting for a letter so we could share it with people who didn't get anything. The professional development that I put here is for the district office staff. I'm working with the district office staff to provide additional training, to bring in professional development from School Services of California to talk about the budgets, to go over position control and human resources items and how to better utilize the system that we have. So we'll be doing that in January. And in January also is the governor's budget proposal. So we are going to receive new information for the following year. And the second interim financial report, you will have it in March. So we'll be working with that in January, February, and then in March I will be here presenting this again.
Any questions? Hello, anyone? If not, then can I have a motion to accept 5.1 and adopt the first annual report, please?
So moved.
And do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 5.1 passes. 5.2, accept the 24-25 audit and approve the findings and recommendations.
Right. So, Anna, just talk a little bit about that. We do not have the audit report. I did receive an email from the county. They have requested an extension of not only our audit report, but almost all districts and county offices in the state of California are needing to have an extension. Most of that is because of the late release of the federal compliance supplement, which is what Anna was talking about. I'm assuming it's a late release because the feds were closed for so long that they didn't put it together. So it came out, it didn't come out till the day before Thanksgiving. And so all districts are looking at having that extension. And the county writes a letter to the state, and the letter has been completed, and they will send it in for us and all the other districts. So what will happen is when the audit report comes in, so here's the way the audit report works. It is required to be, by law, to be to the county by December 15th. Obviously, with an extension, it's not going to be there by December 15th. We always bring the audit report to the board in December as well, because if we're filing it with the county, we'll want you to have it. But by law, you do not have to have approval of it until January. So I'm hoping by, it's probably not going to be the first meeting in January, but the first meeting in February. It's a 45-day extension, and that's business days. So I would expect that by February, we should have it. And if not, we'll just definitely keep you posted. This is nothing that's happened within this district. It's solely about not, and our auditor actually told us when he was here, that it's most likely going to go to an extension because he didn't have the guidelines yet, and he didn't get them until the day before Thanksgiving. So with that, I would say if you could please table 5.2 until further information comes forward. I would vote on it. Just somebody make a motion to table it and second it.
We have a motion to table 5.2 until probably February, but maybe January, please.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
And all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
And with that being said, when I get the letter from the county, which I believe it'll be here tomorrow, I will send you a copy of it through your email so you can see what they had to say.
Okay, 5.2 has been tabled. We're moving on to 5.3, approve the Wheaton School District Board policies.
Okay, so I broke these into each of the six policy numbers, and so you could read them at your leisure. I will tell you that the administration and others went through, Melissa being one of those, we went through every policy, and we looked for typos. Of course, there were plenty. And we looked for changes. There was plenty in the original one that had to do with high schools and not to do with TK through 8. And so these have all been looked at multiple times by multiple people, and they meet the letter. Am I going to say that there's no other typos? I can't say that because, you know, when you read it enough times, you forget there's, or you read right through the typo. But this has been all cleaned up, and I thank the administration and Melissa for really taking the time to go through all of this and cleaning it all up and getting rid of the stuff we don't need. So you do not have to take these on one-on-one. You can take them on as a whole group. I just put them on one-on-one so that you knew where you were at as you were reading through them. And I can answer any questions that you may have.
This is all of them?
This is all of them. Once they are approved, then we send them back to small schools with our changes, and then they will post them on the website. They will post on their website, and then we get a link to that, and so our parents can then click on our website, see where the board policies are, click on that, and it'll take them to all of our board policies.
Thank you, everyone, who did all that nice bedtime reading. We appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Did you read them all?
No. That's what I think. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, it's a lot of reading.
Don't let them fool you. They didn't read them all either. Craig and Melissa read them all.
You need a ChatGPT.
I assigned each one of them one section. And so Jody did section 2 or whatever. Sherry did a section. Ange did a section. And so it really, of course, Ange was mad because she got section 3, which was the one that's like, you know, 90% of it. But yeah. So,
That's what we should have done, divided by section.
And, you know, I thought about what you said, loading them into AI, but my fear is that these are written by attorneys and that AI might want to change that. And so I didn't feel comfortable doing that at this particular point. But I would say if we're going to write another policy for something, that's a great tool to
use. Even just looking for typos, it'll tell you.
Yeah.
When I reviewed them, I uploaded them to ChatGPT and asked it questions, and it told me exactly where to go look for it on the page.
That's awesome.
I like to use my time wisely. So,
good. It's good to know.
It's worth $20 a month, I promise.
Yeah. No, we have chat, and actually, I don't know if Nick knows much about it, but Chad was here earlier talking about the teacher AI. So they're coming out with a teacher AI that teachers will be able to use it free of charge. And it's basically similar to the one that you pay $20, I pay $20, the ones we pay monthly. We just don't know how it's going to roll out yet. And I would expect that AI being so new that you will see policies changing about the use of AI multiple times a year probably because as it's got to catch up.
Yeah.
So this is the first time we've ever seen policies on AI in this grouping. So
it's really easy for, read all these pages and give me a summary.
Yeah.
Use it all the time.
That's great.
Can I just add in 2 cents there? So my husband uses AI.
Well, that's why you have to read through it afterwards,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But there was a case on the news similar to what you're talking about, but this gal was in court and her lawyer wasn't very good and she was losing the case and she went on AI and put everything in there and it told her exactly what it is. She turned that into court, she won the case. So she said, you know, the AI was better than her attorney and a lot cheaper.
I was just going to say, a lot cheaper, huh?
Anyways, we digress to AI.
Any other questions, comments, or concerns about the board policies? If not, can I get a motion to accept, please?
So moved.
I'm sorry?
So moved.
Okay.
Sorry.
I thought that's what I heard. I just want to make sure. In a second?
I'll second it.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 5.30, carried. 5.4, accept the Williams Act visitation.
Okay, so Sherry had to step out. I think her phone rang, but I wanted her to kind of talk about this, but that's okay. I'll go through it, and if she comes back, she can talk about it.
She
had to leave?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So every year, they randomly select schools from the county that they have to go do a Williams Act check on. And this year, we didn't have one last year, we got lucky, but this year it fell on Wheatland Elementary. So what happens is the county comes out and they go through a checklist of things, which I've included in your paperwork. And they go through all of that, they check everything, and then they have to write a report. And so I wanted to bring forward, it is not required that I bring it forward, but I thought I'd bring it forward because Wheatland L did a fantastic job. If you read the letter from the compliance officer at the county, we basically passed with bells and whistles, and I wanted to thank Sherry and her staff for making sure that everything was up to snuff exactly like we wanted. We've never had any Williams violations, and we haven't even, I mean, we may have had one Williams complaint in the 16 years I've been here, so we always stay up on that, but it's always good to have an outside person or people come in and show you that what you're doing is working. So I bring that to you to accept the visitation. It's kind of a perfunctory thing to just do it, but I'd like the board to accept it because I think that puts a little teeth into the fact that they did such a good job.
It's awesome. Wish Sherry was here to have us thank her. Any questions, comments, concerns? Can I have a motion? If not, please.
Make a motion.
I would say the financial reports have been very informative for me, and I'm just, like, I think scratching the surface on what I'm completely understanding. So I'll read it when I get the packet, and then maybe understand 10% of it, and then you explain it much better. So I appreciate it. I'm starting to catch on. So thank you.
It's very detailed.
Thank you so much. And I think I'll just remind everybody the cash issue that's been following us for a few years now. It is in our favor. I know that we've had people report before that it's not in our favor, but it is in our favor. What basically is the county treasury indicates that we have more money than we think we have. So it's just a matter of some deposits didn't get set in the right place. And so it's not like there's money missing. There's money that is in the county treasury that we just need to figure out where it goes.
If there's no other comments, our next meeting is next Thursday for organizational meeting. If we don't see all of you here next week, happy holidays, happy New Year, happy healthy, stay safe out there. It's pretty foggy already. Thank you for coming. And we'll go to closed session.